Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been sharing with you on the subject of the Holy Spirit. We've talked about the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. We've talked about Him in the New Testament. We've talked about how His working is in our life. And we've been specifically talking about the leadership of the Holy Spirit and how He leads you. And we're going to be talking about the results of the Holy Spirit leading in your life. But let's review what we've talked about as far as these principles for being led by the Holy Spirit. First of all, when you're born again, you receive the Spirit of Jesus Christ, then you are to receive the Holy Spirit. Remember that receiving the Holy Spirit is subsequent to salvation. So you want to be sure that you have asked the Father to give you the Holy Spirit once you're born again, and believe you receive the Holy Spirit, and He will come to dwell in your spirit immediately. Now that He dwells in you, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. He has come to not only dwell in you, but to walk in you. And He's come to abide in you forever, John 14:16. We saw the fact that He's going to teach you, and He's going to bring all things to your remembrance, John 14:26. And He will testify the things of Jesus. He will guide you into all truth and show you things to come, John 16:13. And in everything that He does, He will glorify the Lord Jesus Christ, in verse 14. Now, you are to be led by the Spirit of God. Those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, Romans 8:14. If we're going to be led by the Spirit of God, we've got to be God inside minded, focused upon Him. We need to separate ourselves from the world. We cannot be conformed to this world. Friendship of the world makes you an enemy against God, Romans 12:2 and James 4:4. We must have the Word of God in our heart, in our mind, and the Word is going to lead us step by step in our life. We also need to check out what we hear or what we're thinking upon and find out if it's in line with the Scriptures. Remember, those at Berea were more noble than those at Thessalonica in the fact that they searched the Scriptures to see if the things were so. We also must be walking by faith, not by sight. We also must trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways and know that the Lord will direct your paths. Also must realize that we're going to be directed step by step. The Lord directs you step by step. You got to have your heart right, and you got to be pliable and yielded and adaptable unto the Lord. Also, you must deny yourself. If you're preoccupied with self, you're not going to be led by the Holy Spirit. That means you got to deal with all the self-desires of the fleshly mind. You cannot be doing what you want to do, and you cannot be following the feelings. Your feelings is the voice of the flesh, and they are contrary to the way of the Spirit. You must also commit your way unto the Lord, and you can't be walking in other ways and think that you're going to be led by the Holy Spirit. You must cast all your cares, all worries, all anxieties upon the Lord, and be anxious for nothing. You must also be walking in the way of holiness. And as you walk in that way of holiness, God is going to lead you in the right way. Remember, the walk that you have will be step by step. And as you walk in the way of the Lord, the angels are going to go forth. You are going to put the angels into operation as you do what the Word says and as you speak forth the Word. Remember that the angels hearken unto the voice of the Word of God. As you speak the Word of God or pray the Word of God, then the Lord Jesus takes that Word and confesses it before the Father and before the angels, and then the angels go forth to minister for us, the heirs of salvation, to bring forth the promises of God, to lead us in the right way as we are led by the Holy Spirit. Remember also in Matthew 26:53, Jesus said, "Think it not that I cannot pray to my Father, and He would give me 12 legions of angels." In other words, you can pray, and the Father will send forth the angels to minister to you in the circumstance that you're in. We must also humble ourselves under the mighty hand of the Lord. He resists the proud, and He gives grace to the humble. Also, we must be one who is going to be patient, knowing that we're going to sow and reap, not want everything now. Those people that want everything now will not be led by the Holy Spirit. He's going to lead you step by step. You must also drive out all of your enemies. You got to get rid of all of the fruit above and the roots beneath. You're going to cast out all the spirits. You're going to cut off all the negative things in your life. Also, you're going to overcome the enemy's temptations against you. Jesus was led of the Spirit, and he was tempted by the devil. Well, God doesn't lead you into the temptation with evil. It's the enemy that does. God's the one, remember, who leads you out of the temptation and delivers you from the evil. But you're going to have to pass the test. Remember, if you watch and pray, you won't enter into the temptation, and you are to overcome every attack of the enemy. Otherwise, that will hinder you from being led by the Holy Spirit. Another thing is you can't be trying to force things and get ahead of God. No, you need to follow him. And also, you want to be sure that you're obedient to him so you're not getting behind. You need to learn to get sensitive to the Holy Spirit and follow and obey him. Do whatever he tells you to do. Also, we're to be a sheep, and the sheep hear his voice. We need to learn to listen to the voice of the Lord. We're not going to follow the voice of a stranger because we're going to be tuned in to the Lord, and we're going to recognize how God speaks. Remember Isaiah 30, verse 21. It's like a word that speaks from behind you or seems to come out of nowhere. And in 1 Kings 19, it speaks of him speaking in a still, small voice. God will speak in a still, small voice from within you, almost like a word behind you or that comes out of nowhere. And you are to follow the inward witness as well if you're going to be led by the Holy Spirit. The witness of the Holy Spirit will show you what's right and show you what's wrong. Also, you got to follow your conscience, bearing you witness in the Holy Spirit. We also wait for peace. Peace is to be the umpire in your heart. And as you follow the peace of God and things get clearer and clearer, you will know the right timing of the Lord. Also, God will bring forth personal prophecy that will confirm the things that he is speaking unto you. Also, as we are full of the Holy Spirit, because we are a praiser and a worshiper of God and we pray, then we're going to be influenced by the Holy Spirit so that we can be led by him. As you learn to obey and get sensitive to him, then you're going to be led by the Holy Spirit. Also, God will give people visions and dreams, and you've got to learn that the visions and dreams that come from the Lord, they are to be interpreted by the Lord. They're symbolic spiritually, they're discerned spiritually, and so you've got to get the true understanding. The true interpretation is through spiritually discerning. Do not try to figure the dreams or the visions out in the natural. No, you figure them out only by the Spirit of God. He is going to reveal them to you. Let's talk about the results that you can expect as you are led by the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is leading you and guiding you, we can see some specific things and know that they're going to happen according to the Word of God. In Psalms 23, verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. God will lead you by the still waters. That means he will lead you in a path of peace. He's not going to lead you in ways where it's all going to be turbulent, all types of hindrances and all these negative things going on. No, he is going to lead you in still waters. You're going to have peace. In verse 3, it says, he restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. When God's leading you, it will be in the path of righteousness. So God will always lead you in the right path. It's going to be in line with the word. The results will always be, you'll be in the right path, and you'll see good results. You'll see God working. If it's not the right path, it'll be because it must not be what God is involved in, and oftentimes it will not be according to the ways of righteousness. You can't compromise the word and think that you're going to be led by the Lord. He always leads in the paths of righteousness. Psalm 78, verse 52, he guided them in the wilderness like a flock. God will guide you like he is the shepherd and you are the sheep. Things will just flow. He'll just lead you and guide you step by step every way that you go. And in verse 53, it says he led them on safely. God will lead you safely. And they feared not. See, when God's leading you, you won't be afraid of anything that the enemy is trying to do because you're following the Lord. And he's going to lead you on safely in victory. In Psalms 106, verse 9, it says he rebuked the Red Sea and it was dried up. He led them through the depths as through the wilderness, and he saved them from the hand of him that hated him. God's going to lead you, and you're going to be delivered from the hand of the enemy who hates you. God will give you the victory over him. over in Psalms 107. That verse 7 says he led them forth by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation. He's leading you by the right way to go and possess the promises of God, the things that God has for you. And God's got good things for you. He wants to prosper you in your way. He will lead you forth by the right way. And remember, it will always be the way of the Spirit in line with His Word. In Isaiah 48, verse 21, it says, "And they thirsted not when He led them through the deserts. He caused the water to flow out of the rock for them. He clave the rock also, and the waters gushed out." That shows you that you'll be totally satisfied. You'll totally have all provision. All your needs will be met. God will prosper you. You will not be in lack. You know, when the Lord is your shepherd and He's leading and guiding you, you're not going to have any lack at all. He is Jehovah Jireh, your provider, and He will meet every need in your life. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 12, "You shall go out with joy, and you will be led forth with peace." See, God's going to lead you, and you're going to have the joy of the Lord. And you're going to have the peace of God that passes all understanding, that will guard your heart and your mind. You're to have peace. Remember, peace is to be the umpire in your heart. And peace is that which is going to be the mark of the path of the Lord. His paths are paths of peace. In Isaiah chapter 63 and verse 12, He says, "He led them by the right hand of Moses with His glorious arm, dividing the water before them to make Himself an everlasting name." And in verse 13, "He led them through the deep as a horse in the wilderness, that they should not stumble." When God is leading you, you're not going to stumble. You're not going to be walking in the ways of sin. You're not going to be seeing the enemy have place to bring destruction in your life. No, you are going to be led, and you will not stumble. Instead, you will walk on a firm footing. You will walk as you are standing upon the Word of God, and you are founded upon the rock. You'll be led in the right way and have victory. It says in Exodus 32, verse 34, "Therefore now go, lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, my angel shall go before thee." I tell you, as you go forth, the angels will go before you, and they will also be with you to prosper your way. They will fight the battle, because the battle's the Lord's, the victory's ours. They fight the battle in the realm of the Spirit. You and I fight the battle of faith, of course, keeping ourselves acting upon the Word of God. But it says here that He leads the people unto the place which He's spoken unto thee. God is going to bring you into the promises, into the things that He's spoken to you in your heart, and the things that He's given you a vision of for your own life, the purposes that He has for you. And the angels will go before thee, and they are going to be working on your behalf to bring you into the things that God has for you. As you follow these principles of being led by the Holy Spirit, and know that He is going to lead you by the still waters in the paths of righteousness, guiding you, leading you safely, and able to overcome all of your enemies, leading you in the right way, and also leading you so that you'll never thirst, all your needs will be met, you'll have peace, you will not stumble, and He'll lead you into the place that He has for you, as the angels will go before you to prosper your way. Be led by the Holy Spirit. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I display all of the scriptures for all to see by video projector as I'm teaching. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212. That's 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.